One cannot take wood from a sukkah. Laf daf, we're talking about a sukkah of mitzvah sukkah. There you can't take even on Chol HaMoed because it has a din of Kedusha because it's part of the sukkah. But even if it wasn't used for sukkahs, let's say it's on Pesach, a person has some kind of sukkah that he's using, he can't take wood from that sukkah. Why? Because that would be a problem of soser, of destroying. Midiraisa, one is not allowed to destroy on condition to rebuild in the same spot. Nevertheless, even midarabanan, one's not allowed to destroy even if he's not rebuilding. And stira is not one of the malachas that were mutter for tzarach ochel nefesh, like cooking. Therefore, you can't take wood from the sukkah because that's soser. Elamina samachla, only something that's next to it. Meaning, let's say you have a piece of wood that's leaning against one of the walls of the sukkah, but it's not woven or tied into the wall, where if that was the case, then it would become buttle to the wall of the sukkah and become part of the wall. And if you'd be taking a piece of wood that was connected like that, then that would be so, sir. It's important to point out also that when we deal with the roof, which is normally called the sukkah, the schach, that's so, sir, even if it's not tied together. But this is not a problem of stira, and obviously it's not a problem of muktzah either, whether it's because he had in mind to use it for firewood, or maybe the Mishnah's like Rabbi Shimon, not sure. But it's not a problem of muktzah either. Mishnah continues, Mevin eitzim min asada min hamechunas. One can bring wood from a field, that in the field there was wood that was gathered. As long as it was gathered yesterday, like Rashi explains, because when he gathered it yesterday, it showed that he has das on it, and it's not muktzah. And Taisenta points out it doesn't have to be Erev Shabbos. It could be any day during the week that it was gathered for that. That shows that your das is to use it as firewood. This is not a problem of muksa. Umina karpef afilu mina mufuzer. And if it's in an enclosed area, even if it was spread out, as long as it's in this enclosed area, it's understood that all the wood that's there is going to be used, or possibly used as firewood. The Rav brings up that this Mishnah is not the halacha. He says that the halacha is that you need both of them. Number one, the only time you're allowed to ever use wood is if it's put in an enclosed area, and it's also wood that's bundled together, that's not spread out along the floor. But if it's in a field, even if it's put together in a bundle, since it's an open field, it's not mishtamer, it's not watched, so you can't use it, and that's why you need an enclosed area. Ezehu karpef, what is this karpef, this enclosed area? Kol she samach le'ir. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to also be near the city. That's the way the Rav learns. Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to need two things. One is it needs to be close to the city, and also it needs to be able to be closed and locked. And the Rav says that he didn't mention this just because he held that it's kind of obvious that a karpef, which is an enclosed area, obviously has some kind of lock. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol she nechnasen loy b'paisachas, as long as it has a lock. Vafilu b'soich tchum Shabbos. Even if it's just within the tchum of Shabbos, as long as it has a lock, you don't need it to be right near your house. It could be very far away. It could be right towards the end of the tchum. Only one of the conditions is needed. Either it could be right near you without a lock, or if it's far away, even with a lock. They're both fine. And the Rav says, Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi.